Welcome back to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. Summer means swimming, picnics, backyard barbecues, and sizzling days outdoors. Not to rain on anyone's parade, but the romance of dining al fresco with family and friends fades if you don't take extra precautions to prevent food spoilage due to heat.
How can you transport, prepare, and store food safely in warm weather? Here with advice is Joan Rogus, a registered dietitian in Central New York, who's been a member of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics for over 25 years. Joan also maintains a private practice in Syracuse. Welcome to Take Care, Joan.
Thanks. It's great to be here and great to be talking about this important topic that we often overlook until somebody gets sick.
Well, eating outside can make even a simple meal feel special, whether it's in a park or in your own backyard. What are the reasons people get sick? Why is there an increase of foodborne illness in the summer?
That's a great question. The reason is actually twofold. Just think about it. The outside temperatures are on the increase, and that gives bacteria that causes us to get sick because it causes foodborne illness, gives it the perfect opportunity to multiply faster. So the warmer it gets, the better the chance for the bacteria to grow. And also, in the summer, we lose our safety nets. And when I mean safety nets, because we're eating and cooking more outdoors, we don't have our refrigerators with us all the time. We don't have the sink to wash our hands. And sometimes we don't even have a thermometer to check the temperature of the food. And these are all important parts of keeping the food safe to eat, especially when we're outdoors.
One question I had is just starting at the supermarket. I know people advise you getting the frozen food last, which makes sense because then it's not in your cart for a prolonged period of time. But when, you know, your trunk or the back of your car gets really heated up and you're throwing all your stuff back there, how long can it stay in a warm car? I know we'll turn the air conditioning on, but it is hot to begin with.
It is hot. Now, I'd like to give the example of think about if you bought ice cream, how quickly it would melt and become soup by the time you get home. So once the temperatures reach close to 90 degrees, you want to get it home as fast as possible. That means even keeping a cooler in your car, packing it with ice, knowing that you're going to the grocery store, and being careful how you even pack your foods at the grocery store into this cooler. You know, make sure the meats are at the bottom so that no juices leak, and maybe keep a separate cooler for that. Also, you don't want to transport your foods home in the trunk of the car where it's actually even hotter. So put it in the passenger compartment where it will be air conditioned and keep it out of the sun as much as possible. You know, simple tips can keep the food safe, and it really does start at the grocery store.
Joan, when we are at the grocery store, there's obviously a time limit and we rush home as fast as we can. But when we're dining with friends, a picnic, a barbecue, sometimes people are casual. They'll put food on the table. They'll enjoy and socialize. Is there a rule of thumb as to how long food should be out in that situation?
Yes, and I will explain it. But the rule of thumb is as it gets close to 90 or certainly 90 and above, never more than an hour. And that's pretty lenient. So, you know, there's some things that you actually want to do. Starting at home, don't pack your coolers a few hours before you're ready to leave. Pack with the cold foods close to when you're leaving time, and think about even taking two coolers, one for the foods like beverages and snacks where you're going to be eating them right away, opening and closing the cooler, because every time you do that, you lose some temperature. And then for the meat and the more perishable foods, keep those in a separate cooler, find a shady spot, maybe cover it with a light blanket, and try not to open it until you're ready to cook the foods. That kind of preserves, gives you a little more of a temperature range. One thing that people often forget, and it's as simple as the size of a pen, take a thermometer with you because that way you can guarantee if your foods are safe to eat, whether the cold foods are cold enough or the hot foods are hot enough.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
And we're talking to registered dietitian Joan Rogus about summer food safety. Let's talk about mayonnaise, because I think a lot of people know that something about mayonnaise, whether it's chicken salad or potato salad, might cause food to spoil quicker. But I know there's a question about the pH balance with mayonnaise and whatever it's interacting with. Will you explain that to us?
Yeah, boy, mayonnaise, any foods with mayonnaise, if anybody gets sick, you'll often hear people say it was the potato salad or the macaroni salad. And it's actually a myth because it's not the mayonnaise that makes you sick. Actually, the mayonnaise will protect the food longer. What it tends to be, the culprit is actually the bacteria that grows more on foods that contain protein or that are moist and held a temperature for more than 40 degrees. When you think about what might be in potato salad, the potatoes are a moist food, so that will promote some bacteria growth, as well as eggs or chicken that are often mixed in potato or macaroni salad. Those are the culprits, not the mayonnaise. So again, the best thing you can do is take your thermometer and just give it a quick temperature, and you don't want to be eating or serving it if it's above 40 degrees.
Now, what about grilling? Because obviously we know that with grilling, don't reuse marinade. Don't pour it on top of the meat after you've cooked it. But what are some of the other things we should watch out when grilling?
Well, you want to make sure that your foods are cooked to the right temperature. For instance, poultry needs to be cooked to 165. Any ground meat, whether it's pork or hamburger, to 160. And steaks or roast or chops to 145. So again, there's where that thermometer comes in. And you want to make sure that your meats are thawed before you put them on the grill. And thawing them safely is important. You don't want to leave them out on a countertop, especially in summer thawing. So you want to thaw them in the refrigerator. You can defrost them in the microwave, but only if you're going to cook them right away. Don't thaw them in the microwave and then put them back in the refrigerator for another day. That's not a safe way to do it.
Now, what about things like, I know sometimes when you're packing for a picnic or something, you try to reuse or make do with something twice. So, for example, I've seen people pack beverages in a cold container, and then after the beverages are gone, they use the ice. Good or bad idea?
Right. And it's bad because people have handled the ice. It's been maybe the soda cans have been contaminated by somebody not washing their hands when they've gone to the bathroom. So you always want to bring separate ice to a picnic for your beverages. And the other thing about beverages is be careful because sugary beverages like fruit drinks, Kool-Aid, soda, because they're sugary, they're going to attract bugs and bees. And if you don't keep your can or your bottle covered, it could be easy for a bug to land in it or even a bee, and you certainly don't want to have one of those in your mouth or swallow it. So something as simple as covering your drinks. One other thing I want to say about picnics, too, because watermelons and melons are a big thing to bring, and even if you're not eating the outside of the fruit, like you wouldn't eat the watermelon rind, you want to make sure that the fruit is clean because oftentimes it's dirty and it's handled multiple times in the store. So wash it first because if you don't, when you slice it through with a knife as you're cutting it, you can actually carry that bacteria down into the fruit from the knife. So again, make sure that all your fruits and vegetables are clean, but don't forget about your melons.
Joan, would you tell us who are the most vulnerable to getting food poisoning?
There are several groups of people that are vulnerable, but keep in mind that here in the United States, we have great government agencies and food producers in place that go to great lengths to keep our food safe. But specifically, the people that are more compromised are children, infants, elderly people, people with compromised immune system, cancer patients, pregnant women, and also people that are taking certain medications like antibiotics or immunosuppressants. So those are the people that are more vulnerable because for most of us, even if we have a touch of it, it isn't enough to make us sick or make us ill for several days.
Well, we're out of time. You gave us great advice, and let's hope we can all enjoy our eating outdoors and eat safely this summer. Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure.
Joan Rogas is a registered dietitian with a private practice in Syracuse. For more information on summer food safety, visit the Take Care webpage at wrvo.org.
Coming up on next week's show, what do older people know about life that the rest of us don't? A Cornell gerontologist offers lessons for living, wisdom gleaned from our oldest citizens through the Legacy Project, which studied seniors across the country.
Plus, you don't have to be a backwoods hiker or avid outdoors person to get Lyme disease. We'll get prevention tips and symptoms to watch out for from Onondaga County Health Commissioner Dr. Cynthia Morrow. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
And until next time, take care.
The information presented on Take Care is offered for educational and informational purposes only and should not be construed as personal medical advice. You should consult with your personal physician or caregiver regarding your own medical care. Take Care is a production of WRVO Public Media, written and produced by Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen, edited and engineered by Leah Landry. Catherine Loper is executive producer. Support for Take Care comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.